Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up high, high.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Jake Walker. I'm hanging out with Dan from Pensacola Coca-Cola United. If you do not understand the breadth of what Coca-Cola does in our community and the economic impact that it has for all of us here in our area, then stay tuned. There's a lot of good information coming your way, a lot of great events to get involved with the Pensacola Coca-Cola United. Dan, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, and I really appreciate you being having me the time to be here with y'all and talk a little bit about our company.
Well, how can we not? I mean, I'll just go and jump right into it. The economic impact across Florida with the whole Coca-Cola system as a whole, let's 3.3 billion with a B in economic impact to the state's GDP. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just people don't really understand how strong our beverages are and how much we do in the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, just in Florida, there's over 6,400 people that we employ throughout Florida. Now, that's not with my company personally, Coke mm-hmm. United, because there's a secondary ownership that has everything from really Jacksonville down to the Keys. Mm-hmm. But Coke United, we have the whole beach area here in the Gulf Coast from basically Mobile all the way over to Tallahassee.
Mm. And you distribute packaged beverages within the local franchise territory here, but you also work with our community as a local franchise, and you invest in our local marketing, which is where we come in here at the radio station. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people that don't understand how the Coca-Cola system works. I mean, we are a privately owned company. We are called Coke United. We're based out of Birmingham, Alabama. We're a fifth generation privately owned company. And, you know, basically what we do is we bottle, do the distribution, selling of the product, merchandising the product in our stores. The Coke company in Atlanta, that's basically where we buy our syrup from. Mm. And, you know, they do all the marketing, they come out with all the new products.
Right.
And then we have the obligation of then taking what they give us and selling it throughout the market.
Mm. I was a little skeptical of Coca-Cola Spiced at first. But they brought it here to the station. We tried it on the air, and now I'm hooked, man.
I get
a 20 ounce every day, and just about when I go home, it's just so good.
That's one of the things the Coke system does a really good job of, is coming out with innovative products like that. And you know, a lot of those products, they come from the freestyle fountain machines. So you see those at a lot of our restaurants and fast food places where people will mix and match their drinks, and all that data is collected, and then the Coke company says, "Hey, we got a good population mixing, you know, Spice with Coke, and hey, they come out with a new product." So you'll see that every year, especially the first part of the year, we'll come out with some, we call them LTOs, that's limited time offers.
Right.
And we just kind of put them out there and see how the market adapts to it.
Right. If you have questions or comments for us today, let us know. 437-1620. You can call or text, and we will get your questions answered right here on the air. Hanging out with Dan from Pensacola Coca-Cola United. You mentioned, I used to live in Atlanta. You mentioned that's where you guys get the bulk syrup from, right?
Correct.
Man, Coca-Cola is huge around that area too. It's just ingrained in the society of being in Atlanta, and here as well, because you guys do so much for community programs, scholarships, and projects. Let's talk about just the impact that you have on our community and our programs.
Well, you know, I really want to start off and just you know recognize some of our partners that we have, and I'm very proud to say that, you know, every single university here is a Coke property. So UWF, Pensacola State, Pensacola Christian, which is our three largest second tier schools here, are all pouring Coke products. We have agreements with them, and it's been a very strong agreement, and we're proud to have that, because we want to make sure we take care of our people who are wanting to get further education going and having a soft drink or bottled water or whatever their needs are while they're attending their classes.
Right, and they need maybe sometimes they need that little caffeine boost.
Yeah, need a little caffeine boost, and you know we got that with Monster and NOS and Full Throttle. So always right. got to have a little energy every once in a while.
Right, in my notes here, I've got more than $4 million contributed annually to the Florida Community Program scholarships and projects.
Yep.
So wow.
So a lot of projects. I mean, you know, with Coke United specifically, we have an internship that we do out of Birmingham base where. We offer scholarships and all that, and then we also offer scholarships to our internal customers, which are our associates. Mm. So every year we call it the Crawford Johnson Scholarship Fund, where our company awards roughly about 20 different scholarships for our associates and their kids to further their education. Mm. And then we're also tied in with the Coca-Cola company, and that's the big one where they offer, you know, several million dollars worth of scholarships
wow.
on an annual basis. Throughout the nation.
Mm. Let's get to some of the events because there are so many. We wouldn't even have time in this show to get to them all. But our Pensacola United, Coca-Cola United is involved in a lot of events here that we can expect to see and expect to go out and have fun in. So I've been talking about crawfish all morning on the show. It's it's National Crawfish Day. On the national calendar there. I had Sheriff Chip Simmons in here talking about cops, cars, and crawfish. But I also mentioned that the Crawfish Festival is coming up April 26th through the 28th.
Yeah, let's absolutely. Talk about that absolutely. A little bit. Great event. You know, Bridget and Margaret and Dale, they run that event every year, doing a great job. It's coming up on April 26th. So please come on out to the park, have some good crawfish, have a nice ice cold Coca-Cola. We're the beverage sponsor for that event. This is our second year with them, and it's been a very really a great event for the community just to see how many people show up and go out there and get to enjoy some music and visit all the booths and just have really good fellowship amongst everybody.
Yeah, and this is going to be Seville Square and Fountain Park.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm excited about live music, Cajun blues and Zydeco music. You don't see that a lot just at this time of year. So it's always nice to just kind of walk around and hear that. It's very festive. That'll be April 26th through the 28th. Let's hit some other of these events.
Well, also on that same day, so we have our Fishing with Kids that's over at the Maritime Park.
Right.
That's an event we've been tied in, I guess, for about the last 10 years. It's a great event where it's open, it's free to the public. You know, a lot of kids here have never had the opportunity to fish. We partner up with Walmart on Creighton Road. They donate a lot of food and items, and we get all our fishing poles from them. So they'll have about 250 kids out there. They get a free fishing pole. They get to go out there and do a little fishing, and it's great to see a smile on a kid's face when they catch their first fish out there.
You know what I notice on a daily basis is how much kids love the freestyle machine.
Yep.
Has that really generated a lot more business?
I tell you what, it's created a lot more business. It's also created a lot more variety of flavors.
Right.
You know, we talked about Coke with spice earlier. That's mm-hmm. where it originated from. But even all the Coke creations that we did last year were part of what the freestyle machine creates. And it's amazing. You know, the kids, I think, are the ones that we called them suicide drinks when we were younger.
So
I don't know what, I don't know what they call them these days, but it's amazing watching a, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 year old kid go up there and they're pressing multiple buttons on that freestyle. God only knows what it tastes like.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's awful, but they won't even concede. They'll be like, no, this is great. I love it. And you're like, really? And they're like, yeah. Okay. Talking with Dan from our local Pensacola Coca-Cola United. Lots of great events coming up. We'll get to more of that here in a moment. We're going to take our first commercial break. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never met your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now, and these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own medical insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. Onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government. Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm bouncing off the walls again. Whoa, and I'm looking like a fool again. Whoa, through am a reputation. One more song for the
reputation.
I'm bouncing off the walls again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've got Dan in the studio from Pensacola Coca-Cola United, doing great work in our community, and that's what the Pensacola Expert Panel is all about, is to bring you these stories. Dan, thank you for the work that you do. What? Just a quick backstory on you. How did you get involved with Coca-Cola?
Well, I'm going to show my age here a little bit, but I have been with Coke United for 40 years.
Wow.
I started as a rundown kid.
When you were 3 years old,
yeah,
right?
Well, when I was 20, they made the mistake of hiring me and put me on a Coke truck. And you know, from there, you know, God has really blessed me and gave me the opportunity to grow in the company. And now, you know, they give me the privilege to oversee the operations here in Pensacola for the last 10 years.
Yeah, you do so much for our community through Coca-Cola, but what people probably don't realize a lot is they don't think of Coca-Cola when a natural disaster occurs.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how does Coca-Cola help us when that happens?
So, you know, that's one thing that we stay really close with. We all remember the fires we had in Gulf Breeze, the tornadoes that hit here locally in Pensacola. Mm. As soon as a natural disaster hits, I get my management team together. We load up several pickup trucks full of Dasani, some Powerade, and we go out and we try to find the first responders where their hub's going to be at, because we want to take care of those first responders, because they're out there, you know, taking care of everybody in our community, making sure they stay hydrated, make sure they got what they need. So every time a natural disaster hits, I mean, that's the first thing I do is I work with the local sheriff's department and all them, and we try to get out there and get into the area where they're at to make sure they've got what they need to be successful in doing their job.
Wow. And, you know, that's such a great idea, because electrolytes and sugar and carbs and water, like, that's what those people need, because they're running into danger. And a lot of the times, you know, they don't think about their own hydration, their own health, you know. So it's great that we're taking care of them and providing for the community during those times. So again, thank you for the work that you do. Some people are texting in wanting to know about the sustainability, also talking about the environment. Since the 50s, you guys have made bottles and cans that are quote unquote made to be remade. They're not considered to be single use containers.
Yeah, what a lot of people, I mean, you know, everybody's really worried about the environment, climate change and all that. And what I really want, the message I want to say is 95% of all of our package is a recyclable package. And we challenge everybody to bring the bottle back. That's probably the hardest thing. I think the newer, younger generation is adapting to recycling a lot better. But we really want to see those bottles back. And you'll see it on our Dasani bottles. It's 100% made from recyclable bottles. We're starting to get now some of our Coke brands in fully 100% recyclable bottles. So please, the bottles, bring them back, put them in a recycling bin. Let's get them back out there and let's repurpose those bottles.
Yes. If you have any other questions or comments, let us know. 437-1620. Let's talk about some of these events, because I've got a whole sheet full of events. We're not even going to be able to get to half of them, but the more recent one coming up would be Pensacola Navy Days. We've talked about a lot on this show.
Oh, absolutely.
This is going to be great.
This is great. I mean, I got involved on this in the very early staging of the planning of it, but that's going to be May 17th through the 19th. The 17th, we're going to have a gala night at the museum, black tie event, great dinner, great entertainment, some dancing. And then on the 18th, there's a 4K run. And then after the run, we're going to have a parade downtown in Pensacola. It is going to be a no-throw parade, but it's really there to honor our military, not only just our Navy. We know the Navy base is in our backyard, but it's really to honor all of our militaries, Marines, Army, Air Force, Coast Guard, et cetera. But it's going to be a great parade to honor them. And then that's going to kind of feed into Maritime Park. And then we're going to have a lot of displays up there, stagnant displays. We're going to have some music, going to be some entertainment. So I would challenge everybody that's in the Pensacola market, please come out, May 18th. Have a good time at Maritime Park and show our appreciation for our military.
Yes. There's going to be ROTC demonstrations, military vehicles on display, food trucks, free activities. This is going to be a great event. And then it wraps up on Sunday with Blues on the Bay.
Yep, Blues on the Bay. So we got a little concert from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So come out there, bring your blankets, your chairs, and then enjoy some really good music.
And let's talk about an event that's kind of near and dear to your heart. And this is all the way up in December, but we want to definitely let people know about this. This is with our local Kiwanis.
Yeah. So basically, we have a military cemetery right here in our backyard. Mm-hmm. And every year we have Wreaths Across America. If you've never seen this or never experienced it, it hits you right in the heart. But we team up with the Kiwanis. Every year where we buy 1,000 wreaths that we go out there and help lay. And then we also go out there and we take our concession trailer out and we donate water and soft drinks, things like that for all the volunteers that show up and put the wreaths. It's just amazing how fast it happens. I mean, when they, I think it's like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, they turn the switch on after the family members get to lay their wreaths first. Then you see these thousands of volunteers. Mm-hmm. And very appreciative of all of them. But we lay a wreath on every single cemetery tombstone out there at Barrancas Military Cemetery. So that is a great event that I really like that we do. And then another one that we do is called See No Limits. It's another fishing thing that we do out toward Maritime Park. But this is for the disabled children of our community, where they get to come out there and, to see somebody that's in a wheelchair or somebody that's got a mental issue or something like that. To see the smiles on their faces, just one, to get a free hot dog or a free Coke, right. But then they get to go and experience. We go bait their hooks and they get to go out there and they catch those little bitty fish out there. And it's like catching a 22 pounder. I tell you, it's just amazing to see the smiles on their face. Great event that we do every year in the fall. It's a great group of Scott leads that and does a really, really good job with it. So.
I'm sure they feel about their small fish the way I describe my small fish to all my friends. It was huge. It was the biggest fish I've ever caught. It was amazing. You should have seen it. I dropped it, but it was great. No, this is going to be a great event. Lots of great events. Like I said, we can't even get to all these, but you're just so, just entrenched in our community and our society here. So thank you again for the work that you do. I'm talking with Dan from our Pensacola Coca-Cola United, doing great work here in our community. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you have any questions or comments for Dan, let us know. If you love Coca-Cola, just let us know that too. Just say, I love Coca-Cola. 437-1620. We're going to take our last commercial break. We'll be right back after this to wrap it up. Don't go anywhere.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, InSect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. InSect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the InSect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 18th at 8:15. This inaugural fun run starts at Community Maritime Park and runs along Bayfront, down to Veterans Park, and back to Community Maritime Park. Register now and receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and a race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Community Maritime Park, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Been sitting here talking with Dan from Pensacola Coca-Cola United and the great work that they're doing here in our community. What's a good website that they could go to? You guys on Facebook, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, basically, you can see everything at Coca-Cola United. Mm-hmm. You just put that in the search engine and put Pensacola in there, and it will pull up our website and show you everything that we do.
All right, so Coca-Cola United distributes more than 750 different beverages. I got to ask, because everybody's wanting to know, what's your favorite?
You know, it's kind of changed, but I'm a Coke Zero guy.
Oh, okay.
Used to be a Diet Coke, but when Coke Zero came out, I made the conversion like a lot of different people did. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I wake up every morning with a rainstorm energy drink, and then I kind of get into my Coke Zero for the rest of the day.
Wow. How is Coke Zero different from Diet Coke, real quick?
It's just a little bit different sweeteners.
Okay.
And, you know, Coke Zero tastes more like Coke. Mm-hmm. It's been a very big hit for us to bring that brand out, and it's been very successful for us. Yeah. So.
And going over real quick, for those who might just be joining us right now, we have many events coming up. We've been talking about the Crawfish Festival, April 26th through the 28th. Fishing with Kids is going on that same weekend, April 27th. Pensacola Navy Day is coming up May 17th through the 19th. Going to be lots of great events there. And Coca-Cola is helping bring that all to you and doing great work here in our community. And really, where would Florida be economically without our Coca-Cola company here? So thank you, Dan, for the work that you've been doing for 40 years plus. So that's great, man. You know, not everybody gets to join an organization and find their place and be able to do great work. It is truly, like you said, it is a blessing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it's a great company to work for. I mean, you get out of Coke United what you put into it. Mm. And, you know, we've got several. So we got one associate over here. It's been with our company 47 years.
Wow.
So,
wow.
And still does not want to retire.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for the work that you do. And go by and check out these events. Crawfish Festival, April 26th to the 28th. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.